Have you ever written a single-file Python application? Have you written tests for it? Do you check code coverage? This is the topic of this week's episode, spurred on by a listener question.
Welcome to Test and Code. If you've found value in this podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go over to pythontest.com and look either in the top menu bar or in the bottom footer? And there's a few links we're going to talk about. Contact is how you can get a hold of me. Newsletter is how I can get a hold of you. And support is how you can find links to things like my book, the PyTest book, PyTest courses, the community where you can ask questions. And that's about it, really. I'd really appreciate if, especially if you could sign up for the newsletter. I'm trying to collect emails of people that might be interested in similar topics.
I think of single file applications as scripts. I'm not sure if it's because it's a single file or because it's often a focused thing that I used to use Bash or Perl for back in the day, build scripts and such like that, and I'm used to thinking of those things as scripts. I went through a phase where I was offended when someone referred to any Python program as a script, but apparently I must have gotten over that since now I do refer to these single file applications as scripts. Anyway, that term isn't what we're talking about today. What we're trying to answer is a listener question, and the results surprised me a little bit. So, here's the question. I write a lot of single-file command line scripts. I'd like to have test code included right there in the file. Can I do that with PyTest? And then a follow-up question. If I can I use code coverage to test this? So, that's where things get interesting. Let's start with the first question first, and then get to the coverage question. The answer to, can you put the test code right in the single file? The answer is yes, you can put test code right into it. But I have got a couple of recommendations about this. So first, try to keep all of your code in functions, not code that runs just outside of a function. And then have a main function that calls your other functions, or maybe all of your code's in the main function. And then you call that main function using a dunder name, if dunder name equals dunder main block. This is common standard practice for a lot of people, but it might be new to some new people new to Python. I'll have an example. I'm going to put this entire example in the show notes so you can take a look at it there, or you can look at it right now while you're listening. Now, I personally, if I was going to stick test code right in my script, I think I'd probably put it at the bottom. I mean, you could interleave test code within the rest of your functions. Like, let's say you've got a foo function. You could have test foo right underneath it, right above it. Doesn't really matter. But I've got a reason why I think I'm going to stick it way at the bottom. So after my if dunder name equals dunder main, I'm going to put probably a comment divider that says test code, and maybe some comments about how to run the test code. And then my test functions. So it's just going to be a bunch of test underscore functions. The cool thing about this is my main code isn't going to call any of that. The script isn't going to call it. So when I'm running the script as normal, just like Python script.py, it's going to run the rest of the stuff. And just those are just like dead functions that aren't going to be run. But PyTest will see them. So if I run the whole thing with PyTest, if I say PyTest script.py instead of Python script.py, well, then it's going to ignore all the rest of the stuff at first and run the test code. It's going to run all the test underscore functions. So that's easy. So yes, we can put test code in our file. And actually, it's a cool idea. I'd never really thought of doing that before. I probably would have put them in a separate file. But if I'm sharing scripts around and they get copied and moved around and stuff, and other people make modifications for their own reasons, or maybe just have a bunch of them somewhere, and not packages, this is a cool idea to just keep the test code right in the file. So now let's add the coverage idea. So how do we get coverage to work with this? Now, I thought this was going to be trivial, and it's not difficult, but it's not obvious to me either. So my first attempt was to just have it in a directory with a bunch of other stuff and just call. So I like using coverage with the PyTest-cov plugin. It also does the coverage report, the text-based report, right after it, which is kind of cool. So if I do a pip install pytest-cov, then I can run pytest, and then I have to give it a path to the source. So I, like, let's say pytest-cov equals the dot, so like current directory. And then I just run script.py afterwards. This will run all the tests and do a coverage report, and it will analyze everything in the current directory. Well, if there's a whole bunch of stuff in there, that's more than I want. So, okay, so let's isolate that first. So let's say I've got a foo directory, and you just need a directory so that you can put the script in by itself. So I put the script in a foo directory. Now, from the above directory, I can call pytest-cov equals foo, and then foo/script.py. So I'm telling coverage where the source is. The source is in foo, and then I call foo/script.py. Now this all works. It's going to run coverage over my code. It's not going to be 100% though. And the thing it's going to miss is it's going to miss, even if I do have 100% coverage, it's going to have that dunder main equals dunder, that dunder name equals dunder main block. That's not going to get hit because I'm importing. PyTest will import this project. It won't run it. So the name equals main is never going to get true. So it's not pretty, but I'm going to throw up comment in there, the pragma no cover around the dunder name equals dunder main. That's kind of neat. Another cool aspect of this, and this is one of the reasons why I wanted all my test code at the bottom, is I know that, like in my example, I've got my test code starts at line 13. Yeah, it's a really small script. So I can actually run coverage and do a coverage report and look at all the missed lines, and you can tell coverage to show the line numbers, and any line after 13 is going to be test code. So any line before it is going to not be test code. This is kind of cool. Why does that help me? Well, if it's after 13, something went wrong and I'm not running all the tests. And if it's before 13, I'm missing some of my source code, and then I can take a look, dig deeper. Now, with PyTest or with coverage, you can also just specifically in PyTest, you can run coverage on everything and just, like, let's say I've got a little example. I've got foo as a function, and then I have a main function that calls foo. And then in my dunder name equals main, I'm just calling main. Well, if I have a test for foo and a test for main, it's going to cover. I might get more coverage even for functions that aren't being used. But I could specifically say, what's the coverage of my code if I just run the test main, just one of the top level test function? This is kind of a neat way to just see what code's really being used. Anyway, that all works great and I love it. So I've got to throw the pragma in it. Unintentionally, I have to put it in a directory. Now, I really would have liked to be able to just say, to tell coverage, this file is the only source, but the way you pass it, where the source is, it expects a directory. It won't accept just a single file. Whatever is the way it is. One of the things I do want to point out is, for some reason, I have this notion that I probably shouldn't import PyTest in the code, and I haven't had to so far. But even without importing PyTest, I have access to all the built-in fixtures, which is cool. So, for instance, I've got a main that just prints some stuff out. And I want to test that. I can use PyTest's capsys fixture to capture the output standard out and test against that. So yes, within a single file script without any reference to PyTest at all, I can write test code that can read the, you know, capture the output and check against that. It's so cool. If I do want to import PyTest, like I haven't tried this part of it, I wouldn't want to just import PyTest right here because the user of the script might not have PyTest installed and it should still work fine. So I might throw the import of PyTest into a try accept block. So like, you know, try import PyTest, accept import error. And why would I do that? So like you need to import PyTest if you're using parameterization or markers, or there's a whole bunch of other reasons why you might have to import PyTest. But you can get a lot done without importing PyTest. And anyway, take a look at the example. I'd love to hear what you think. And if you do, I'd like to hear if you test your single file applications. Also, do you call them scripts like I do, or do you call them single file applications? Anyway, if anybody else has some cool ideas, please let me know. I'd also like to know if there's a better way to get around the whole isolating the code thing other than putting it in its own directory.
Thank you for listening to Testing Code. Let's keep in touch. Head over to pythontest.com/contact to reach out to me, or /newsletter so that I can reach you, or /support if you'd like to, get a course or something. That's all for now. Now go out and test something.